Okay, we are in Siman Pei Dalet. We're in Sif Ches. We're continuing from last week. Last week, we spoke about the Rajba says, it's the Ramah, the last words in the Siman, which is really a quote from a Rajba, that if a person inspects, if something needs to be checked, and they check most of the items in the group, even if they check most of them, that's not good enough. You have to check every single one.
Okay? What's the position we're talking about?
Doesn't make a difference. Something that needs to be checked, we take, you have a head of lettuce, and you check 10 of the leaves, and there's only 12 leaves altogether. You can't eat those other two leaves unless you check them also. Even if you check most of them, you can't do that. We learned that from Hilchos Treifas, where there we say is if you have 10 animals, and you check 6 of them, and they weren't treifas, you can't eat the other 4.
You don't go after the rope.
You don't follow the rope.
That's what.
If it's meat or matzah, an amount that you have to check, okay. Anything that you have to check, you're not, roiv is not good enough.
That's his shittah.
That's what the Ramah says. That's the thing. The Ramah brings it from the Rashi. No, on that.
Just ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. So, that probably have a cloud. You can't have an Achron that's arguing on the region. So here we're relying on the Achron of Shlomo Kluger.
Well, that's what we talked about. I didn't even say it yet. Okay. So Shlomo Kluger said, Shlomo Kluger asked that he doesn't see any connection between the two cases. What does Hilchos Treifas prove to Hilchos Talaim? Right. We have 10 animals and 6 of them were Treifas. What does it have? That doesn't prove anything about the other 4. I mean, a drop, you know, maybe the farmer does a good job raising his animals, but the other 4 could not have nothing. There's no riot from 6 that the other 4 are okay. But vegetables, well, if I check 10 of the leaves on this head, I check 10 heads in this case, then it tells me something about the other ones. It surely should be. It's the same thing. So it should be, one should prove me about the other. So he didn't understand it. So Shlomo Kluger Be'etzem did not understand the Rashi, and Be'etzem he would have argued, but Imamish, in deference to what he said, in deference to the Rajba and the Ramah, he's not going to argue except in very specific cases. He says, those cases, they didn't specifically ask her, so he was willing to be mikkel. Okay? And we saw last week that there were 6 situations. We're going to get back to them. I'm not going to repeat them because we're going to talk about them in a second. 6 situations where seemingly there are hashkachas that rely on this sampling. They say, check a couple, and then you can eat all the rest of them. And the question was, seemingly that's not like the Ramah. Okay, and maybe in some of those cases you could be samech on Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger said, "I'll be willing to be makel in a few specific cases." But basically, it's like, what's going on? How come? What we're trying to do with these bunch of the number of cases, we had 6 cases where hashkachas sort of are relying on some form of sampling. They're looking at some and not all, and I then tell you can eat the whole thing. And the question was, why should we be allowed to do it? Okay, that's okay. So last week we left it off as just for some we had an explanation, some we didn't. This week we're going to see an answer that's going to help us understand this. Okay, and really what we're going to see is the Nishmas Adam. Okay, that's the Chochmas Adam's longer version. In some places where he wrote more details, he didn't put into the Chayadim, he put into the Nishmas Adam. Okay, into the Nishmas Adam. There in Hilchos Pesach he says something. He talks about Aramah. He doesn't talk about Shlomo Kluger. He's not trying to answer. He's not trying to answer the questions. But we'll see that with what he says, we'll understand the answer to Shlomo Kluger's question. Once we understand the answer to that question, then we'll understand when we are or not allowed to use sampling. Okay, what we're gonna do is instead of just saying it was a good kasha, we're gonna get an answer to the question, and then we're gonna understand where hopefully we'll understand where things fit in. Okay, the Nishmas Adam was talking about a case like this. It was a year that it rained so much that the grains that they had put aside to make matzah with were sprouting, which is mean they can't be used for making matzah, and it was so bad that the amount of sprouted grains was not bata b'shishim. Okay? Min hadin, if you have 1 sprouted grain out of every 100, you could make your matzah out of it. And the chametz grains are bata b'shishim in the non-chametz grains, but it was so bad that it wasn't even bata b'shishim. So, it was not realistic to check every grain. They couldn't sit and go through every single grain. Think about how much you have to check to make your matzahs. So the shaila was, could they do a sampling? Could they scoop out a couple of scoops out of each bag? And if they found a bag of grain that was good, they would then be able to use that whole bag. Okay, they couldn't go through, let's say there's 10,000 grains in a bag, they couldn't go through all 10,000 of them. They wanted to take a couple of scoops of it, and then decide that the bag was okay. So at first, the Nishmas Adam says, he says, no, of course not. The Rashba says you can't do that. The Rashba says if you're looking for something, you're choshish for something, it's a mi'en hamatzi, you're choshish for something, the Rashba says you can't do it. You can't do a sample, you have to check them all.
That was what don't tell you that if it's a normal case, or if it's something that's going to be impractical to check a single one, maybe in such a case it would be different than a treifas.
Okay, that's a good point. I don't believe the Chazal talks about that. Yeah. That's going to be for Mirtz Hashem for next time, or the two times he do it. Mirtz Hashem. But for that's not what he told him. He says, the Rashi says you're not allowed to do it. So the Chari says you're not allowed to do it. But then he says, because of the Tzorich, and because their mom is stuck, they have nothing to eat. I mean, I don't know nothing, but they were stuck. He says, he has a tzad to be made like this. And he says like this. I'm going to tell you, I'm adding a little bit to what he says, but I'm telling you basically what I think he says. He says, the reason why the Rama says, and the Rashi says that you have to check every single one, and you can't check just the majority of them, is because when bugs come in a vegetable, those bugs, it's things we're going to see in the later halachas, are minei karabi. The bugs come, they're spontaneously generated from within the vegetable. Okay, we're going to talk about what Chazal meant when they said spontaneously generated at the end of the siman. Okay, but for now, he takes Chazal's words at face value, the bugs are spontaneously generated. That means to say is, the reason why there's a bug in one head of cabbage is not because it came from the next head of cabbage. It didn't come from someplace else. It wasn't laid because there are a lot of bugs on this field, and the bugs are laying. So if I found a bunch of them with bugs or without bugs, that tells me about the other ones. The bugs are coming from within the vegetable. They're growing, so to speak, by themselves from inside the vegetable. He says, and therefore, if I check 10... It's exactly the same as treifas. He doesn't talk about the treifas part of it. But it's growing. If I check three heads, and I have another two next to them, the fact that these three were clean doesn't tell me anything about whether the two of them that are next to it are also clean. Because if you think that everything grows in the same field, and the bugs are spreading across, which is the way we, in a modern way of looking at it, would say that they're spreading across, well, if three quarters of the field was clean, obviously there's no bugs in this field. He says, but that's only if you look, that would be if you looked at it, that the bugs are spreading from vegetable to vegetable. He says, that's not what Chazal say. They say, Minei Karabi grows from within the vegetable. Well, that means, so we had 20 of them that were clean so far. What does that have to do with the 21st? Okay, think of the following marshal. What are the chances that a lady would have 10 boys, give birth to 10 boys in a row? Okay, very small. Okay, if a lady has 10 children, very small chance that she's going to have 10 boys in a row. What happens if she had 9 boys already? She had 9 boys in a row. Now she's about to give birth to her 10th child. What's the chances that that child's going
to
be a boy?
What
chances?
Probably
10 to 1. Chances are 50%. Same 50% that it's going to be a boy. Because the fact that she had 9 beforehand, each one was an independent act. Everyone was dealing beforehand, and we said, what's the chance she's going to have 10 in a row? It's a very, very small chance she's going to have 10 boys in a row. But once she had her 9, that the next one should be a boy, it's the same 50% chance. So over here also. If we were thinking, what's the chances that there are bugs in the field and only in one cabbage, I don't know what the chances are. But after we did 10 cabbages and they all had nothing in them, the next one has the same percentage that it's going to have bugs in it if the bugs come from inside. There's nothing in the external that's pushing us to say that there should be bugs in this.
No outside factor, right?
However, Zuckbach Nishmasadam, he says grains is not like that at all. He says, why are the grains becoming chametz? The grains become chametz because it's raining on them. Okay? There's an outside factor that's affecting these grains. So if I take a bag and I see that this bag doesn't have sprouted grains in it, okay, it doesn't have too many sprouted grains in it, why doesn't it have chametz grains in it? The reason is because it didn't rain on this part. Well, this bag came from the middle of the pile instead of the edges of the pile where it gets wetter. Okay, the inside of the pile is drier. He says, it didn't rain on it. There's a logical explanation that if this bag is clean, is less chametz grains in it, it's because there's a reason why. It's because this is from the dry part. Whatever the cheshbon is, there's an outside factor that would have affected. This was not affected by that outside factor. So I say, if 3 scoops of this bag are clean, that tells me that the rest of this is a clean bag. Okay? By the vegetables, one part being clean doesn't tell me anything about the next one. But by the grains, it very much does. And therefore, that's a tzad to be mikkel. Okay? Now that tells us, that helps us, that very clearly answers for us what Shlom Kluge's kasha was. His kasha was, what is the comparison of treifas to bugs? By treifas, a bunch of healthy animals doesn't prove the next thing. For the other animals, but guess what? What the Chayodim is telling us is that the insects is exactly the same thing. Just like 6 healthy animals doesn't tell us about the next 4 that they're going to be healthy also, so too 6 clean heads of cabbage doesn't tell us anything about the next 4. Okay, it's sort of like this. I mean, I said it to you before. When you have six healthy animals from one farm, it tells you that this farmer is more careful about how he takes care of his animals. It tells you there are certain like contributing factors that would maybe make it that the other four are healthy. But we all understand that that basically, if an animal is healthy or not, is an internal thing. Either it's a healthy animal or he's not a healthy animal. So how you feed him and how you let him walk around, those are all like, you know, contributing factors. But the ikar is you have to check the animal itself. And so too by the vegetables. Maybe the farmer overall is doing, you know, a nice job and six of them seem to be clean. But the ikar is the bug that's coming from inside. That's how we're singing, Minei Karavi. And since the bug is coming from inside, it doesn't help to look at another one to make that decision. Okay? So it comes out that when the Rama says you can't rely on sampling, you can't just check some and use that to prove the rest, that's in situations, in the typical situation where looking at a sample doesn't prove anything about the next one. If I pick up five of the leaves in from one head, it doesn't tell me anything about the other three leaves in the same head. But if there's going to be cases, if there are going to be cases where there is a logical explanation, where, like by the case of the grains, where I could say, the fact that these are clean means that they didn't get wet, and then I can then logically say, so therefore the rest of the bagels, okay? Then I can rely on sampling. That's what the Chayyadim say. Now, I have to, before I go on to some more of it, I have to just remind you, when the Nishma Sultan says this, that was not his first reaction. Everything that I just said to you was not his first reaction. His first reaction was, just like the Rama says, you can't check most of the grains either. I don't know what the words use it. Because he was so stuck, he says, okay, you can be samach on this. I'm just put a little perspective on it. Okay. Now, once you've heard this, I'm going to give you some other situations where Paiskin mentions almost the same idea. Now that we've heard this thing from the Chayyadim, you could hear it like that also. And then we'll get to our six cases. The first is Ramosh Hatshuva, that he says, in Europe, he says, cabbage was horribly infested. Terribly infested. I don't know what it was infested with. It was infested. It was terrible. He says, in America, there's no bugs. He says, there's nothing at all. He says, there's nothing doing. Cabbage is completely clean. He says, and that's because in America, they use pesticides that they never use in Europe. And therefore, in America, it's completely clean. Okay, for those historians here, this tshuva was written, it's actually a geta, approximately 1 month after the EPA banned the use of DDT. Okay? So Russia's, his perspective on American cabbage was based on years of DDT. It was written in the 70s, based on how many years he was living here of DDT where there was no bugs. Okay? So Russia says. Now Russia says, you can't just rely on that. That has to do with something called Roy Vitali Bermaisa. We're not talking about that. Russia says, you can't just rely on that. What you have to do is you have to make a cursory check of the cabbage. Okay? You open it up and look at it. He says, and what you're trying to determine is, did the person spray this field? He says, if he sprayed it, if he didn't spray it, you'll be able to tell in a second. It's going to look like European cabbage. There'll be bugs every place. So with this cursory check of the cabbage, you'll know if it's from a person who sprays, who doesn't spray. As soon as you can determine it's from a person who sprays, by look, you just cut it open and you'll see it. You could tell that. You're off the hook. You don't have to do anything else. So what is Ramosha saying? What is Ramosha saying? Wait, I didn't look at every leaf. I didn't look at every piece of it. So what Ramosha is saying is that the sample that I did, this cursory glance that I did, this small amount that I did, tells me a logical piece of information from which I can deduce that the whole thing is clean. In other words, even though Ramosha says don't look at a sample, here I'm not looking at a sample. I'm being taught information that tells me that I can now rely that the rest of the thing is clean.
You're bringing down the Ramon, the Rajman, everything?
He does not. I don't remember if he means that. I don't remember if he means that. I don't remember. He's not even connected to that. He just says his real reason for checking has to do with another thing called Rav Tobias. I don't believe he brings about it. Another thing is, there's another tshuva. It's called Tshuvas HaRamatz. Okay, I don't remember who it is, but he lived about 100 years before Moshe. I saw it in Sefer Bedikas Hamas and Halacha in the Revised Sefer. He says what happened was they had flour that had bugs in it. Okay, so what they did was they sifted the flour. The idea of the sifting was, by sifting it, you would get the bugs out. The flour would go through, and the bugs would stay on top, and they would clean out the flour. So they wanted to be sure, that they did a good job in sifting the flour. And therefore, what he told them to do was, check a little bit of the flour after you sift it. It was a large quantity, so check a little bit of flour after you sift it, and if it comes out clean, you could eat it all. What's that? Why is it I only checking some of it? What happened to the Rajma that you have to check everything? The answer is, over here, there's a logic. I did sifting, I'm trying to measure whether I did a good job in my sifting or not. I'm not trying to see if it bugs. I'm saying, did I do a good job in my sifting? If I did a good job, then I don't have to check it anymore. So the logic says, by doing this sample, is a way of determining if I did a good job. If I did a good job in my sifting, then I don't have to check it all. Okay, so so that's another example of how you could use it. And now from totally out of left field.
You could say also, because maybe what you said beforehand, because if it comes from an outsider from the inside, if you rely, like we said, yeah. From... So where the bugs coming from? They come from the layer of the laid eggs there, Tasha. That's yes. Usually where they say it. So yes. Maybe that's considered like an outside. It's not coming from in.
No. There were bugs in this flower. No. It was infested.
Where did it come from?
They were already. It was infested. The question was now: Did my sifting clean that? I knew that there were bugs.
The sifting would help, but the thing is because the eggs
would clean out the eggs or something. Okay. But
no. That's because they're from the. They're not from spontaneous. They
got it
from.
Fine. Okay, one last case, which has nothing to do with Hilchos Tefillin, is that the din is in Hilchos, I think it's in Hilchos Tefillin. If you have Tefillin from a Sofer and you don't know whether that Sofer is qualified or not, okay, you check three of his parshas, and after you check them and they're good, then you could figure, that lets you know that the Sofer is a good Sofer. There are other hesberim for that din also, but that along the same lines, which is the sampling, you don't have to check every peer that he wrote, but you're now figuring out that he's a good Sofer. If he's a good Sofer, then you can take his tefillin without checking. Okay, that's what you do. Okay, so let's go to our six cases. Okay, the first two cases were, company gets a truckload of broccoli, and they check a X number of samples out of the broccoli, and if it's clean, then they find the whole thing could be sold as kosher. Okay, no checking required. Or herbs, the company makes frozen herbs, and they take samples, and every lot that comes out clean, they say this gets hashgacha. Lot number 1, 2, 3 is kosher. Every lot that the sample doesn't come out good, they sell that are not able to be sold as kosher. So, in this case, is it appropriate or is it not appropriate to use sampling in that case? So it would seem that it depends as follows: if the company is doing something special that should make it have no bugs, for example, they grow their broccoli in Guatemala. Okay, in Guatemala, up in the hills of Guatemala, where it's very dry and it's very not conducive to growing, to having bugs over there. So there's something going on. There's something that they're doing. They're growing it in the winter. They're doing something that is not conducive to bugs growing, or they're spraying. They're doing something. They're doing a wash. Whatever they're doing, certain thing that would make it that there should not be. There's a logical explanation for why there would be no bugs in it. And you're doing the sample to check. Did they do that at? Did they do what they were supposed to? That would be fine. But if they're doing nothing, you just stand at the factory and you say, every truckload that comes in, I'll check X number of pieces, and whichever lot comes out good, that's what I'm going to take. That's the case with the... I'm just flipping a coin. I get a clean lot, I take it. That's the case that the Rashi would say you're not allowed to be samech on sampling, because there you're just saying this, I'm looking at 10 instead of looking at 100. Why don't I look at all of them? But if this is a logic, meaning I picked this farm or this factory because they do a specific thing that should do the trick, and I just need to make sure that they did that, then that would be good enough. Okay, now again, I remind you that last week we said, Shlomo Kluger said that in this case you could maybe be Simach, because it's so hard to check a whole truckload, he said maybe you could be Simach on that. Okay? But I'm saying as far as what we're saying this week, you wouldn't do that. Okay, next.
So the Simach was fields, they Simach, they proper measures.
Yitzchak. If you think that there are no bugs in any broccoli, let's use broccoli as an example. In any broccoli, then you can go to Ted's and buy it also and eat it. So this person is giving hashgacha saying mine has no bugs in it. How does he know that it has no bugs in it? If he's just taking plain old broccoli and just waiting for a clean truck to show up, right? Every day he just sneezes it and he lifts. Then he's, that is what the Rama says not to do. Don't just take a sample and decide it's good enough. But if he says, I'm not taking any truck, I'm going to a specific place where I know they do something very particular to make it clean.
I'm saying that a specific place could be anywhere in the United States, technically, no?
Potentially. But again, it's someone who's being, I have a logical explanation to say is, why would this be cleaner?
Right.
And now I'm testing to see that logic is...
Versus, let's say, south of the border.
Right. Okay, maybe. Okay, next, the greenhouse vegetables. Okay, the greenhouse vegetables, someone runs a greenhouse. That was our third example. Someone runs a greenhouse, and in this greenhouse, he grows it in a specific way to make sure that there are no bugs. There's 100 different things they do to make sure there's no bugs. Excuse me. And now they sample from the vegetables that grow to make sure that they did a good job. Okay, so that's again a case where you could be simultaneous. It's not the Rashba. What I'm doing is, for example, One of the things they do in these places is that there's no windows. The windows all have screens on them to make sure that bugs can't get in through the windows. Okay, so let's use it as an example. What I'm checking is to make sure the screens were on well. So just like the part of the mashgiach's job is to walk around and make sure the screens are the way they're supposed to be, in that example, check the screens. Checking the samples is a way of measuring, did my screens do the job they were supposed to do? Okay, there's 100 other things that they're doing also, but by checking a sample is proving that what we were counting on, which was the screens, in this case the screens, are doing the job they're supposed to, then you could be samachan. In fact, in exactly this case, Ravaya says you could be samachan sampling. Okay, Ravaya doesn't make this whole cheshbon that we mentioned with the chayadam, he doesn't make this whole cheshbon, but he does, in that specific example says, in that case you could be samachan sampling. Okay? He brings it, even though the Rosh is not usually not to do. Okay, the next case, the yeshiva kitchen. Okay, the yeshiva gets a case of cabbage, a case of lettuce, they check a couple of heads. If three heads are clean, then they use the whole case. Okay? So where did that come from? That idea that they should do such a thing? I'm sure almost every year has heard of it. Rabbi Heinemann says that in Lakewood Yeshiva they used to do that. Rabbi Heinemann held that they could do that. It was good enough to check. Three heads. Okay? So I asked Rabbi Heinemann, what's Shaila? Why do they do that? What happened to the Rishonim who says you can't sample three things and decide? The Rishonim said even if you did most of them, they didn't do most. They did three. They were satisfied. So Rabbi Heinemann said, Roughly, he said, that it's the same cheshbon of what Moshe said. The etzem, the cabbages, or the lettuce that they used to do it with, did not have bugs in it. The farmers did things to make sure that there were no bugs in it. They were checking three to make sure the farmer had done his job properly. And therefore, by checking those three, they were able to determine that this is a farmer who did the job that he was supposed to do, basically what Moshe said, and therefore, they were able to eat it. But that
in a Moshe's case, you were able to illuminate that it's not a mina matzri because he said they were infested. They didn't spray the yamish all over the place. And you looked at a few, you know it's not a mina.
You know it's not that type, right?
But over here, if a lettuce could be a mina matzri, so how, by looking at three, how are you going to determine that? How is that enough to determine?
They weren't looking to see if it was a mina matzri. That would be what the Rashi says not to do. They were looking to see, is this a farmer, so to speak, who sprays? So by looking at three heads, they said, oh, this is a good farmer. This guy does his job properly. This is the type of farmer who sprays his things where he's supposed to.
Is that really true? A farmer that sprays those things he's supposed to is not going to be in a mutsi. If you do what you're supposed to, it's not going to be in a mutsi.
Wait. Yossi, that's what they were saying then. That was true when Rabbi Aaron said they could do it in the Lakewood kitchen. That was true. That's what Rabbi Aaron said. Is what was. And the reason is because, wait a second. Wait a second. And the reason is because, wait a second, you have to remind you. Okay, Rabbi Aaron died before the tshuva was written, right. And when they were still using DDT. Okay, so I would say, if that was the Matzias, my point is, what Rabbi Heinemann says that they did in the Lakewood kitchen was a very specific situation where they had a specific vegetable, in this case it was, I think, lettuce, and that vegetable was known that if the farmer did a good job, it was going to be clean. And therefore, they could be makel. But that doesn't mean you could just say, take three heads on anything, and it doesn't mean that you could do it 50 years later. Okay, Rabbi Aaron died 50 years ago. They can't say, because it was true then, doesn't mean it's going to be true today, in some other, in the Lakewood kitchen, or in the television kitchen. Doesn't make a difference. We can't extrapolate that if they did it there, then we could do it here also. What we say is, in the same situation, if we were to have something that, let's say, spraying well would get rid of all the bugs, I check a couple and then I'll be okay. So in that, if you had this a repeat of that situation, you could do it. But that doesn't mean that our cabbage is going to be the same, or what our yeshiva kitchen is anything like that either.
So how come that if they didn't spray, it would have been infested, and today they don't use DDT, it's not infested.
So they're using other things. So Moshe said, okay. I'm not saying that whether you should or shouldn't apply to a specific measure. I'm saying is, you have to think before you apply to a measure. Someone has to think this through and say, does this make sense?
But it's clear, you must be checking for does not prove that it's not a mina matzi.
Correct.
The issue is, if somebody doesn't do X, it's a mina matzi. If somebody does X, it's going to be not a mina matzi. You can't use three to be embarrassed.
That's not efficient. Yes, I believe that's correct. So what's unfortunate is that people have taken this story, and this information, which at the time was true, and we now understand why they should be allowed to check three, where that come from, and they've now expanded that to do all kinds of other things. They say, so I can do that also. I get a case of, what would you think if someone would say, this I haven't heard yet.
Romaine.
I got a case of romaine, and I checked three heads, and I decided that three were clean, I could eat the rest of them. So would that understand that's not an application. Now, maybe, this was not true 50 years ago, but maybe the Lakewood
like
kitchen.
Mar-Sain, then,
it's not Mar-Sain, it's that you have to check every one. You don't know what the other.
Yeah.
Now, I would say
people will say,
that
people will say zachas.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Okay, I didn't think of it like that. Okay, but maybe now the Lakewood Kitchen serves enough meals that they're big enough for Shlomo Kluger's Heter. Which is the Shlomo Kluger's Heter, if it's too hard to check everything, then you could use sampling. I don't know. But the Lakewood Kitchen in Rabbi Aaron's time was not that big. They didn't serve that many meals. So now we have a cheshon for that. Okay. Next, a restaurant. Our fifth case was a restaurant. Fifth case. A restaurant has a head of romaine. They want to serve it to their customers. They take the head, they wash it in soapy water. They wash it enough times so there's no bugs in the soapy water. And then they pick up a couple of leaves and they look at those leaves to see if they're clean. Okay? So, in this case, the logic for why they should be allowed to do it is because the logical way that what they're testing for when they pick up those leaves is not to see really if there are bugs on these leaves. They don't care if there were bugs on these leaves. The checking is, did the soapy water test with a tool, you wash it so many times until the water was clean, was that effective? That's something that should get rid of the bugs. If I do it, it may take two times or five, however many times, so I got no more bugs in the water. That's what they do. They keep checking the water until there's no bugs. This, looking at these leaves, is a test on, did you do a good job when you wash the leaves? So therefore, when you check your three leaves, it's
a process.
It's something to check, did I do that, does that logic apply? The logic is, if I wash it so well that there's no bugs in the water, then I've gotten all the bugs off. And I'm now checking to see that I did that good job. It comes with an assumption that if there are no bugs in the water, in the soapy water, there will also be no bugs in the leaves. That's an assumption that's built into this, which is, we'll accept that for now. Whether it's true, I don't know, but we'll accept that if there are no bugs in the water, then there are no bugs in the vegetable itself. Let's say for lettuce, we'll accept that. But it means is, what you're doing is you're testing whether you did a good job, and in that case, you are able to be simach on testing, on sampling. It's not against the Ramah, because the Ramah is talking about a case where you're just general testing just to see, are there bugs? When I'm doing a testing to see is, did I do something properly, that you are allowed to sample. Let me just finish by saying that the idea to check three, you sort of maybe heard it already, is Shlomo Kluger and Nishmas Adam, both, when they describe the sampling that they do permit, okay, each one of them, in the case that he does, each one of them says you should check three. Okay, which is like the regular rules of Chazaka. And so the word to check a Chazaka, the idea that three should be the right amount to check is that amount. I told you last time.
It depends on how much you're checking.
That's not what they said. Wait, that's not what they said. Last time I told you that the Hashkachas nowadays who do sampling type things don't do three. Okay, they have all kinds of mathematical formulas, which is not for now, that'll be for math class. All kinds of mathematical formulas for how many samples take, much more than three. Believe me, it's more than three. But the concept that three should be enough to prove it, it comes from here. In the case that they were talking about, Shlomo Kluger, if I remember, was he wanted to check three potatoes out of a whole
bundle,
a whole pit full of potatoes.
Wow.
And the Chayodom doesn't say to check three grains. That would be mamash pathetic. Right. It would be idiotic to check three grains. If I remember, it was like three scoops. It was a huge amount of grain. He was checking three. Let's say the lettuce is the easiest. It would mean three pieces of lettuce. What does it mean with an herb? I have no idea. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Say something. Go ahead.
I don't want to forget me. I don't want to be mad because this is what we do here. But you still have big nafkamina over there when you're checking a lot. You're checking if it ever got in there. Here you're saying it is in here,
right?
But I got it out,
okay.
So it might not be comparable to the hector that you were bringing down before.
Okay, I don't think
it's
different.
Once it's in there,
you gotta check it all, which we don't. Well, don't take that off.
We said last time that's not true. Okay, we already last
time. Okay,
one time. That we don't. There does not seem to be a difference between those two cases.
Right.
And that if you, okay.
Yeah, they're not, we work together.
But
don't change. That's what we do.
You can listen to last times and you'll fear. Okay. Now the last case was the cabbage. Okay, that there's such a thing that people say that if you check the three outer layers of a cabbage on a tightly packed cabbage, you check the three outer layers, then you can eat the rest of it. If you don't find any bugs, you can eat the rest of it. Okay, that would not fit into what the Nishmas Adam is saying. According to all the things that we've said, there would be no logic to you to justify that practice.
Why not?
And that because you're checking only a sample.
Let's say every cabbage that has bugs is going to be in a tree out of
lake. Oh,
let me finish my sentence.
That's for dinner for the lettuce itself.
What?
Is that subtracted?
I dropped at some point.
Is that for the whole
head? No, for this head. For this head. One head. For this one, you check the three outer leaves of this head, and then you complete the whole head. That whole head. Not the next one. For this head. So the logic would be, not according to the way we've been saying, that it's because it teaches you something about the cabot, blah, 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 but because, which is what Yossi was trying to stick in, which is that it would be based on an assumption that the bugs can only penetrate so far into a cabot. Well, let me say it differently. Not they can only penetrate so far. If they penetrate, they're more likely to be in the outer than on the inner. So if ten bugs are in there, then there's going to be six of them on the outer leaf, and four of them on the inner leaf, and two further, and one in. But if I went to the outer leaf and I found nothing, I went through three of them, nothing. So that is presumably the logic, which is, it's a tightly packed thing. Yes. They can't get to the inside without, so to speak, piercing through the outside. And therefore, it's not really an example of sampling, as I'm saying, is I'm using these three to prove that the other one's okay. In other words, nobody would think in that case to say, take three inner leaves and let that prove about the outer leaves. Okay, so the logic here would be a little bit different, which is, by checking these three tells me, I know the whole thing. I there's like a bag around it. I know that if these three are clean, then they're none deeper in. Okay, so it's a little bit of a variation there. Okay? Anyway, so that's back to where we started. Let me just sum it up, which was, the Ramah said, from a Rashba, you are not allowed to check samples. You're not allowed to check roiv even of a vegetable, and therefore prove that it's mutter. Rav Shlomo Kluger had a very clear and obvious question on it. Once we heard the answer, we came to an answer through the Chayyadim. Once we had an answer to that question, gave us a better understanding of when we can or cannot use a sampling. And in fact, some cases we can, but other cases we can't. So.